The reason for that massive die-off of thousands of abalone in August and September remains a mystery, although a huge bloom of algae in the water was likely a factor. But Rafael Kudela, a professor of ocean sciences at UC Santa Cruz, says the algae could have been involved in one of several ways.
As far as we can tell, it doesn't seem like it was a low oxygen event. Toxin is certainly another possibility. We and others looked for a whole range of toxins, and we did find this compound called yucitoxin, which we know is produced by the dinoflagellate that was blooming. However, it's generally not considered a really acute toxin. Some other things we're looking into is whether having so much biomass in the water, having this big red tide, triggered some sort of bacterial outbreak.
Red tides, occasions where there are so many reddish algae on the surface that the water's color appears to change, are nothing new. But Kudela says they appear to be on the increase along the California coast.
On our coast, we've largely ignored the red tides for a long time. They were thought to be harmless, unlike other parts of the world or even other parts of the United States where the red tides are often pretty detrimental. About 6-7 years ago, we started to get a lot more red tides. And with that, we've started to get more negative impact.
Kudela is the lead researcher in a study that hopes to find out how these potentially harmful algae blooms occur. He says they're investigating two primary theories.
One of our ideas is that these blooms start offshore where we're not really monitoring, and then they move onshore, and that would explain why we can go from not really having any problems to suddenly having all kinds of problems where there's pelicans getting sick and suddenly the mussels go toxic. The other hypothesis is that instead of starting offshore, they're starting subsurface, and then when the conditions are right, they can spread from that subsurface layer back into the surface.
The studies will compare water samples taken in Monterey Bay with others from Southern California. That will offer indications of whether the algae are appearing due to combinations of local conditions or if something wider is at work, something like climate change.
There's obviously a lot of interest in whether these blooms are increasing simply because of long-term changes in climate. We would predict that if the oceans are really getting warmer, we would favor certain types of algae, like the red tides, and not favor other types of algae. One really good way to test that is if you're seeing the same pattern occurring in fairly different places, then it suggests it's due to this large-scale forcing.
The 5-year, $4.3 million research project, just now getting started, will lean heavily on robotic devices which can sample the water at a particular location, perform tests on the samples, and then send the data back to shore electronically. Ultimately, Kudela says, they may learn to predict when and where the hazardous algae blooms will occur.
We're actually developing these statistical models that can help us to predict the likelihood that there's a bloom and the likelihood that there's toxin in the water. Already, we have about 75% accuracy at predicting. The ultimate goal is that at the end of our project, we could potentially hand this over to the federal government. And similar to the Weather Service, we would have an ocean report that would be going on essentially continuously.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.